Okay. Marco, you point at me when you're ready.
Let's get the small table for one.
Go. Yeah.
All right.
We give you lots of room.
It is almost 1:45. This was supposed to start at 1:30, but we had a previous meeting run long, so we're here with IT, and we're talking budgeting, and I don't see any reason, Barb, to talk revenues. So unless somebody wants to talk revenues, we'll go straight to expenses.
Yeah.
And we okay?
Yeah.
All right. And let's talk about it.
Well, they do. I just wanted to bring up, I don't know if we need to make any changes with the salary or not, but we have, I was told yesterday, one of our members is planning to retire next year, so I'd like to bring another person in at least a couple months ahead of time to get acclimated with the position. Do you think that would be an impact on the salary?
So my question would be this. Do we have anything official from them yet? You've heard this.
No, I asked point blank, and I got a confirmation. So
there's been no written
right.
No.
But what we've
no.
done, how we've handled it, unless you want to talk about it, is at that point, is we just work. We don't budget 100% salaries anyway.
Okay.
So a lot of times we do have some overlap, but until we get written, like facilities director, I knew that probably a year and a half.
Right, but
prior,
we couldn't
so.
Do anything about
nope.
it
nope.
until we
nope.
get formal.
Okay.
Notice of the retirement.
Okay.
Once we get formal notice, then Barb, I think it'd be a great conversation for you to have with the board about overlap and needs and things like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
that works.
Okay.
So is that why it shows like the bargaining unit staff at 7.59%, the pay plan 10%, or are those still your numbers? Still my numbers. Okay. Never mind.
Yeah. Everything above employee insurances.
Right.
At this point, we'll get them all plugged in as we got more real numbers. So let's just start with office supplies and work our way right down, Barb. Just take us through anything you want to point out, board, as we go down. Just if there's something you want to note, do we want to talk about data processing supplies going up by 50%? Okay. Software going up by 66%.
I did have a question on the vehicle. I don't know the procedure for getting rid of a vehicle. There's some things wrong with our vehicle, and we had an estimate of $2,100. Kelly Blue Book says it's worth $1,200, so we're going to get rid of it. What is the process?
Well, since Deb's not here, we'll hand it to Deb.
Okay.
Let Deb know that you have interest in getting rid of it. Generally,
okay.
What we do is we send it over to Ames, and they take it through the auction, and we can just get what we get.
Okay.
Can your department operate just utilizing? So now we have the van and the Civic. What else do we have in the Board of Supervisors office?
The van and the Civic. We're getting rid of the Impala, and I think facilities is looking. We got all the information from the city of Ames for all their online, too. So, and I think Deb has it, and Terry might, too, because I had Terry assist with getting rid of the Impala. I don't think it's gone yet. But I know we had talked, and you've been using. Have you been using the van or the Civic?
Been using both. We thought we'd go a year and see how it goes, see if we really can justify a vehicle of our own.
Perfect.
Well, we'd like them to get used, because I don't know how much the van. I mean, it's getting used, but not.
A lot,
so, yeah.
Okay, good. So we'll count on you and Alyssa to talk to Deb about how we get that sent on. Okay, so moving down the list, where else do you have places you want to comment on, Barb, or Loris and Marty, where else do you want to talk about things in IT?
So the fiber optics, is that for doing our cameras, our buttons? What is, you know, that would be right? Because we're just going down the list, that's just right down. Under data processing.
Well, I'd like to go.
23.
If you don't mind, I'd like to go back to data processing supplies. This differs from what I thought I submitted to Lisa, so I made a few changes there. Media supplies, I think, should remain the same. Technical manuals and documentation, I'd like to reduce that to $100, simply because so many manuals are now online.
Yep.
You don't have to buy them or print them. And the same for the cables. We did a lot of cabling for the cameras last year, so I'd like to drop that to $1,500 from $2,000. And the tools, I'd like to drop to $50. We've stopped losing so many tools.
All right, so we took 700 and $800 out of that line is the way
yes.
I calculate
yes.
Is that right?
And Barbara, I just want to confirm that we had some comments about the laptop here, and sometimes with it being able to put people being able to put flash drives in and read it right away. So, is that kind of equipment included in your budget, or does that come out of the Board of Supervisors' budget?
That's included in our PC replacement budget, and that one is up for replacement this year. I've also got an audiovisual suggestion that would cover that too, that I'd like to talk about later.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to jump ahead.
All right.
Okay.
Perfect.
And then data processing software. Alyssa had put in a request for NeoGov Perform and then the implementation fee, so I see that's not in here. NeoGov Perform is $8,000, and NeoGov Perform implementation, which is a one-time charge, is $4,500.
$12,500, what does that do for us?
It's a performance management piece, and we can push it off for a year. I don't think we'll be ready by July.
We won't be ready.
No. That's
okay.
I mean, I'd like to have...
So what is it next
so,
this time next
what, year? What it does is, so we have our NeoGov applicant tracking, so what it does is it incorporates all of the... performance management evaluations too, so they're all incorporated. It's an online tool, and it's all tied together. Instead of a PDF, it's not a lot different. They'll still go in and fill it out. It'll be the exact template. We build it. It's not like we're buying an evaluation. It's just the software to put our evaluations. Each department, we have different ones, and so then it's all tied together. And it's all electronic. Eventually, I hope we're completely paperless. But I'm not sure we won't be ready by this July. And I know there's other counties that have purchased it and haven't used it yet. So I want to make sure that we're 100% ready to implement it. So if we can push it off one more fiscal year.
So I'll make a note to revisit that next.
Plus, I want to negotiate a little more with NeoGov. I want
sure.
to be
okay.
happy with.
That makes sense.
I didn't think it'd be. They're not giving us as good of a deal as other entities have received. So yeah.
Okay. Does that take care of software? Tell me what the activity detail software is.
Well, so many times, especially recently, we've been getting open records requests. And the Windows detail that we can pull from Windows logs is 400 pages long. And it's hard to pick out what? One text line item. I was hoping to find, and I've looked at a couple real promising ones. They range from $3,000 to $5,000. Just to give us, to pinpoint, say, you know, I want to see times this person logged into the computer. Then we could just pull that report and not have to wade through, you know, thousands of pages of data. So that's what I mean by activity detail software.
And it's not just for open records requests. It could be
It's for everything. Sometimes you...
Yeah, if you're looking into... So right now, if you need to find something, you have trouble.
And the history isn't there for all of it. I'll go back to IT and say, okay, I need to log out the computers for 6 months. You know,
it gets overwritten.
Something.
Otherwise, it takes up too much space.
Yeah, so we just don't have the history.
Like and you think $5,000 will take care of getting adequate software to perform that?
I think that would be, yes. That's the high end.
Marty asked about fiber optics. That's just kind of a carry-on of what we've been doing, right?
Okay, sorry, Marty, I interrupted you.
Oh, I just was ahead of you.
The Great Plains locating, that's whenever somebody calls in a locate, we have to, you know, it's not something we can reduce. It varies depending on how many locates are called in. The same thing for Iowa One Call. We split that with the ICN. The Windstream Paycheck, that's the 911 connection that goes from here to Ames along Old 30. So those are pretty much not a lot of wiggle room, especially when there's a 20-year contract for the Paycheck.
Thanks for the explanation.
Okay. We don't need to talk about postage and mailing. We don't need to talk about employee mileage and expenses, I wouldn't think. Both
also,
placeholders. Go ahead.
I just have a question. If getting rid of a vehicle, do you think 100 will be enough to cover employees' mileage?
I had 200 written down.
Do you require them to take a county vehicle? Or?
And that's what I'm like, you know what? I think we could go with 100.
Okay.
Sometimes, if you know you've got something on Monday, you don't want to check something out on Friday and have it all weekend, but still, I think 100 should be adequate.
Okay. Communication services.
I wanted to talk about the Windstream
okay.
internet. So And this ties into some of the questions you've had about the communications
yep.
line items. So in Nevada, we have a 20-meg circuit between the Justice Center and the admin building. Since this was implemented 3 years ago, we've gotten the colo fiber, which pretty much takes away the need for this. There are a few things still on it, for instance, our DNS and our some IP addresses that we are migrating over to Aurion. And Colo hopes to be able to do that sometime, but since this circuit is due in April, we may not be able to do it through them before then. But we're going to migrate those services off the 20-meg circuit, and then we'll be able to discontinue it. So that'll be
able to get a prorated reduction, or is this a one-time, one-year fee?
This is the contract fee.
Okay.
So we pay about $1,400 a month for this circuit.
Are you able to go month to month afterwards?
We can, yes. We met with Windstream last week, and all they need is a 30-day notification via email.
Mm-hmm.
So we can do that, too, if we don't have a solution by then.
And the contract doesn't automatically renew, right?
It does if you don't give them 30-day notice. So
let's give them the 30 days notice before April. Right?
I've already alerted them last week that it's
but
coming.
Let's
so
make it formal.
Yes, we'll
the
do.
30-day notice that will go month to month, and then I would suggest that we move over to fiber on all of those applications mm-hmm. as quick as we possibly can and get rid of this $1,400 a month. So what that means to me, it may not be reasonable that you're going to do that for April, but is it reasonable that you're going to have all that done by July 1st?
Possibly. The other thing that we run into is there is a T1 that's intertwined with this that has all of our analog lines on it. For instance, our elevators, every fax line. Now, in Ames, we don't have that issue because the four fax lines have been already converted to POTS lines, and each department pays for their own fax line. And the elevators come out of the T1 that's there. So that's why I'm telling people in Ames to be safe, add 2% to your communication line item because our Aurion contract's coming due in 2019. We've gone 6 years without an increase. I fully expect that we'll get
when
something.
When in 2019 does it come?
June.
So at the end of FY19 is when that contract comes due. So we don't have to increase anything for this year.
Possibly. Well, they may
one
want
month,
it. Yeah, they may want to have it renewed. Before, they may want to have everything signed by late April or May. We don't
well,
know.
Well, then they need to come
no
with
increase.
A favorable. Yeah, they need to come with a favorable deal.
So that's why there's a. I don't know what to tell the Ames office because I fully expect Aurion will be higher. Now, as far as the Nevada offices are concerned, the reduction in the Windstream costs may offset that increase. So we probably don't have to increase our communication line item here for any Windstream customers.
Okay, absolutely. But let's go back to the Ames ones that we've been talking about because we haven't been increasing them 2%. We've been leaving them the same.
Okay.
What I'm hearing from you is that contract is good through June of 19.
Yes.
So we don't need to increase it anymore.
If we renew with Aurion, just make it effective.
That new year.
Okay.
And then as far as this goes, I don't think we should be budgeting $1,400 a month for
no.
the whole 12 months.
No.
So what is it going to be? Are we going to do it? So we know that we could be over as soon as April if everything can get done, and it's not going to get done. Before the end of, and so that'd be zero that we would budget in that $16,800. But I'm suggesting that we plug $2,400 in, or call it 2 months, $2,800 in, and say you got July and August. So from April to August, you got to find a way to get this done.
So,
but we have the T1 costs.
What's
which
the
will
new
be
internet going to be?
About $600 a month.
So we have to put in $600 a month for the new.
Yes.
Yeah, so $1,400 a month twice, and then $600 a month for 10 months. So $6,000 plus $2,400 plus $2,800 is what I'm seeing that it is.
$600 times 12 is
$7,200. Right, but then you don't need the full
$1,400. And then you don't need the full $1,400 a couple months worth.
$800, that's right.
So let's do 2 months, $2,800
yep.
plus $7,200.
No, that's where I'm seeing it different. Isn't the $600 part of the
$1,400? For what's on the line item?
Right.
Yes.
the 600 is already part of the 1400. So the 2 months that you do the 1400, that takes 2 months off. So now we just need 10 months of the 600. Yep. So it's 6,000 plus 2,800 is 8,800.
And then what did I hear? Plus the internet?
No, that that takes care of the internet for the full year at 600 a month.
Okay, she asked. She said about T1 last
year. Okay, now explain that part again. You said it wrapped in.
Well, see, anytime you have a circuit with Windstream, they bundle them together. So you're invoiced together for those. So if we want to pull out the circuit that has the, and there's a zero cost on there, so you kind of have to guess what it is. And our rep has been, actually they've been leaving as fast as we get them at Windstream. So we finally last week met our new rep. And so he's trying to make sense of this for us. And he thinks the current cost of a T1, right now we're paying $900 a month. He thinks it will be more like $600. So when they bundle that T1 in with the 20 meg internet circuit, there's the $1,300 fee. So when you pull that out, I'm thinking we'll pull out $600. We don't have a contract yet, so I can't say for sure. And we were hoping we had some other options, but so far nothing's panned out. So we really need that circuit because that has all of our analog lines. It has the dispatch lines. It has, you know, our DNS and our IP addresses. You're looking kind of confused. Is there anything else?
No, I'm not confused. It's just like, as you see, the code will tell if it's moved in. You know, just like it would be a nice, clean, you know, disconnect and not take one vendor to another. But this is not going to be that story.
Colo lost a key engineer that we worked with, you know, every day until we got the Colo circuit in, and now he's moved on. So they're trying to recoup from that and not offering a lot of new services. That was a direction they wanted to head. It could change, but for this budgeting period, I don't think it will.
Okay. So $8,800, and you're in great shape budgetarily, as long as we migrate all the internet stuff off of there by the end of August. If you get past August, it's going to hit you budgetarily. But we've got to make sure that we make formal contact with Windstream, that we're going to the month-to-month.
Will do.
Okay. Let's see. Anything else in communication services that we need to talk about? Okay. Yep, so let's talk about RMS, JMS.
So, yes, this was, City of Ames, through the multi-agency agreement, the City of Ames pays the bills for multi-agency. And it's always a struggle to get our invoice before July or before June. And so, and Lisa helped us with this last year. We didn't get it, so we didn't pay it last year. So they said, look out, there will be two this year. Now, that's not reflected on this. However, once we found out there will be two invoices this year, we also found out there's a 15% increase in the RMS-JMS. This program, the software they use, was purchased by a new vendor. So, of course, you can, once a new vendor takes charge, you can always expect an increase. So I was a little shocked at the 15% increase. Usually it's 3 to 5%. However, you know, there's not a lot of wiggle room that we can do in that.
Is that the standard?
Yes. OSSI.
Not that it matters. It just keeps changing.
So what are we losing out of data processing? Because the cost is going down. So you're telling me it's going...
No.
Okay.
What happened with the 17? There was no expense.
Oh, so we doubled it for this. You got it.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. So really, we're going from 6. Well, it's 61.4 that we budgeted last year. So we're still good at 61.4.
We've already spent some of that. 61.4 is what we expect to spend the rest of the year. Next year. That's not this year. This year we're going to be like 100 and something, aren't
we? Yeah,
118.073. But what he's saying is,
but that's two payments.
4 is what you originally budgeted this year, so there's no increase.
49.8 is what you budgeted last year for secondary.
Maybe what we're talking about. Okay, so I was a year behind. So we did not get a bill for FY17. So we paid zero.
Right.
Then we got two bills.
We got the bill for FY17 in July, so I amended our budget for it.
But that would have been 15% less than the second one we
got. Exactly, yes.
So it's actually just a continuation for 19 of what we really paid in 18, but we also paid 17.
Yes, exactly.
And Marty Morris, do you track on that?
Yes.
Okay, so it's the same cost. So the 15% increase was actually for 18, and now it's carrying over into 19. Okay? Okay, that helps me. All right, education and training.
We were able to save some money last year because we did several large upgrades. Like, for instance, the AS400 upgrade. Paula was trained as part of that, which helped us save some money on training. And then also when we did the core switch replacement, the vendor did a lot of training with Kyle and Joel. A lot of times with our training budget, we don't spend it until the second half of the fiscal year because we're so busy in the first half.
Okay.
So I'd like to leave those the same as they are.
You think you're going to get, I'm talking for this year, so you've only spent $300 so far, you think you're really going to get to $19,500 this year?
We've
spent.
So you can get there. Okay.
Yeah.
I also have a question about the education and training because as the website refresh committee had discussed having maybe Civic Plus come up or a couple of people go down or webinar, but to refresh everyone on internet, okay, because this is going to be similar then to what the platform we're rolling to. I don't see that in here anywhere with Civic Plus training.
Oh, well, when it's training for the whole county, it doesn't come out of the IT budget.
Oh, okay.
I think it's in county wide as well.
Okay.
We get some of the diligence.
Yes, there was some training. I think 2 full days training was built in.
Anything else on the education and training? All right. Equipment, rent, and maintenance. Big list.
Yes.
Anything you want to tell us about it, or are there any questions for it other than it's a big list?
I did want to point out that for the security certificates, I did put those in, added no cost, simply because I didn't want those to get forgotten. I remember when VMware was purchased originally before I started, they bought 3 years maintenance, and I didn't know it, and then we get this invoice, and I'm like, $30,000? I didn't budget for it. So I like to keep the placeholders in so that we're all aware of when it's due. And also, the Adobe subscription is due in March, I believe. It renews every March, so I want to make sure that that's in there.
Can you check with Leanne on that to determine if she's in fact using at least 3 of the programs in my mind, which, you know, that we bought the whole suite. There are like 16 programs in that suite, but I wasn't sure what she would be using. If in fact she's only using 1 or 2 of the programs and the intern's using them, it might be just as cost effective to just pay for those 2 programs, which I believe were about 35 or 40 for UMP. We just bought the whole suite to see if she had any opportunity or what she was
sure.
Using on them.
I will make sure I do that.
The boards, right?
That's under board.
It's right here.
Under
VOA.
Yeah. Under department. I didn't know where.
So let's just check and see what we need there and see what the real cost is. I think, so I don't know how many of the programs they're using, but I think they're using several components regularly in what they're trying to do.
That's great. Then we got our departments.
Okay.
I want to touch on, I know Barbie put some extra exchange so that we can get a few more email addresses for facilities, employees.
Yes, that's under the Microsoft Exchange Cal SA renewal, quantity of 266. We put in a couple extra for facilities, and they're $15 a piece, so they're not real cost prohibitive. We just found out this week, and I have reached out to engineering to see if they might want to do the same thing, and Darren thought, you know, maybe this year will be fine. In the meantime, Civic Plus has changed the login requirements for the intranet, and now it requires an email address to log in. So we may be adding some for engineering as well, and I don't know if they brought that up this morning or not. But
and animal control, too. I think there was a couple out there.
She has three, and I asked Sue how many she needed, and she only listed three. So if she needs more.
Could we add staff?
They'll need it for the internet.
So we've got 249.
We need to have all employees.
I think that's where we are today. 249 approved positions is where I think we are today, full time. Does that sound right?
I thought we were about 250.
But
why would I do it when you can go right to it?
Right. Good point. No, I do have
lunch.
I'm not surly. I don't.
There's more dessert down in the fridge. Oh, we don't eat sugar though.
Anyway, my question is.
241.
Okay. So we got 241 approved full time positions. Talk me through how we're getting to 260. We need 260.
No, it's not just full time. Our part time and our. I mean, we have interns.
So.
And don't all the sheriff's reserve have their own email address?
Well, and this also includes the group email addresses and the email addresses you have to have for account admin. The servers require different accounts. So,
is there a monthly cost once we buy these things?
It's a 3-year contract.
Okay.
So they price it out. We're in year 2 of the 3-year contract. So you pay, they give you a 3-year cost, and then they divide it by 3. So you pay a third every year until it's time to renew.
And then you even out.
And we just did that last year. We always true up when we renew the contract.
Okay. So 4,000, 4,000, and then whatever the actual is.
Right.
But I think it's important. Some of our employees are not getting the information from us in a timely fashion. So, I mean, even if they don't have a work site, they should be at least be able to get in when they
Everybody is affiliated with Stewart County. And I would go so far as to include our boards and commissions.
Yeah.
Ought to have a Stewart County owners. I mean, especially when you're talking about $15.
Right.
And the only downside is if they don't clean it out, then they'll be full. But there's going to have to be some.
There is downside. And for those who don't have an email address but are going to get one for the first time, I'd like to do a little training because we don't want them clicking on links. They're probably not getting that information or paying attention to it. We want to let them know, you know, don't send jokes or and this is your mailbox limit, so you need to check it periodically and clean it out.
Right, but giving them email addresses is different than us having email addresses available to give them. Right? So you got two different components.
You've got to have enough purchases.
Yes.
You've got to have enough purchases in order to get. Now, whatever requirements that we decide to place on them before they can have an email address, that's fine with me. You know, we need to talk that through and go with it. But having the email addresses, it just seems to me if we think we need 270, we ought to buy 280 in this case. Right? And so I don't know what that number is.
And it's been an ongoing discussion for many, many years. And I know I've had it with secondary roads a lot just because it's really so tough to get information out to everybody.
I'm going to go back to yesterday. We had a conversation with facilities just about kind of having the same level of access to security. Okay. Mm-hmm. I feel the same way about email when it comes to communications, for timely communication. I'm aware there's a person or two probably out there who is not interested in electronic communication in some fashion. But I believe the majority of our employees and more than commissions, the people who are doing something for Story County, have an opportunity to access via web mail. And so we should provide that to them. It's $15 a year, correct, per account?
Yes.
Okay. I feel that's reasonable to me that should we have to go out and communicate with everybody, that there's a much better opportunity to reach everyone in a timely manner. We just looked at the coupon a couple weeks ago as an example, you know, about for $15 a year per. So if we are talking 30 to 50, I do understand that that
will
fly now, but I still think communications is so important.
How are we communicating with our boards and commissions right now through personal emails?
Yeah, they're using their own personal emails.
And I know, like within facilities and stuff like that, they have buildings, but you need to give a reason to a specific individual that you don't want. I mean, everybody has access to their email.
Right. They have a building email.
Yeah, they have a building email, and I prefer to have it.
All right, so here's my suggestion. We take that line item from 4,000 to 6,000. which should give you guys plenty of room to get what is actually needed, right? What we actually need to do for those that are affiliated with Story County and appropriately are willing to go through the process to have an email. So
we do
4,000 to 6,000.
We try to keep 5 extra for new hires, but you know, I totally agree. We'll bring it up to 6,000.
Okay.
So as people transition out of the county, are quickly being removed?
Yes. Yes, the day of.
So how do you get them off of your own personal?
Still have their calendar?
Well, I mean, the names are still there.
And like when I can't do it, right?
So
if you're typing in an email address when you're doing an email and you see an old one come up, it shouldn't. But if it does, if you go to the right of the name, there should be an X. Just click the X, and it will delete it.
Okay. Anything else on this rent and maintenance, equipment rent and maintenance?
Do you want to go down and talk about under our department?
Okay.
Loris, that's where your request is.
I'm sorry. Okay, sir.
Under department BOS,
yes.
You see the Adobe Creative Suite, and then there's a Mac VPN. I know we were going to have a discussion about that.
So this would be the opportunity to ask that my computer remotely. Okay. So and Alyssa just had mentioned this briefly. Barb, do you have a concern about this? Or?
Well, you're using a Mac, correct? So there is a Mac client for Cisco, and our vendor would have to download it and install it because we wouldn't know how to install a Mac client. But that wouldn't really gain you anything because Windows cannot authenticate anything that's not a Windows device. So you could connect to the VPN, but you couldn't get into our system. So it's like...
That takes some scratches.
Okay.
I'm going to pay for it anyway. Okay, so
I just want to make sure whatever we can...
Yeah, if it won't talk to my
Windows won't authenticate you.
I will continue if I have to use another flash drive. I'll bring it down to you guys.
Okay.
And I've been keeping everything transferred on one flash drive, okay?
Perfect.
Get rid of it.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Alyssa. Anything else we need to talk about?
Well, I just wanted to point out a couple increases. The next line, ProLaw, we've seen a 35% increase in this all of a sudden. Yeah, that one really hurt.
And they can't operate without it?
No, they have to have that. So the flat fee didn't change, but...
Oh, they still buy books.
Yeah.
Don't get
that's not access. That's different. Yeah. That's not access.
I saw you bring out those books the other day.
I use them as a base. Put a camera on.
Yeah. ProLaw uses the county attorney's office.
That's not not reading them.
Okay.
Now I got one more.
I don't have anything else under.
Okay. Yeah, let's do contract labor first, and then we'll get there. So I didn't have anything on MHDD, unless somebody does. Contract labor, talk us through the contract labor.
The first line, installing the analog lines for the elevators. You know, this was before I heard back from Windstream. Since I hadn't heard anything, I'm like, well, I don't know what to do. This would be that question about replacing that T1.
But we're planning on keeping the T1 for the year now.
Because we just decided that today.
Okay,
so this
we
was
can
put
take
in
that
before.
Five out.
Yes.
Okay, so the 5,000 for the analog lines is out.
So that might make the next line. We might need to add 4,000 to the next line. What this is, right now we're renting a converter box. So the T1 that handles all the analog lines for the Justice Center and the admin building come into this building.
Right.
So we need to have a way, once it's here, to transport it over the microwave to the Justice Center so they can use their numbers. And that's what this converter box does. And then earlier this year, I don't know if I got hit by lightning, they said there was a power surge. So there's two converters on this end and two converters at the Justice Center. Dina replaced the two at the Justice Center. Since we didn't know what we were going to do here, we're renting those two boxes at $400 a month each. So I just included enough rent to get us through till...
Because then you wouldn't need it anymore if you spent the $5,000 to put the new analog lines in.
Yes.
All right, so here's my thing. If we spend the $5,000, then we don't have to spend the $600 a month. Is that right?
We still do because we need to translate it somehow.
No, the $600 a month is the T1 line that runs back and forth.
Right, but we'll still need elevators. So that's why it just makes sense to keep the T1.
Then why?
So this was just for the fax lines.
Yeah, I'm lost.
All right, so what I heard you say is when you weren't sure what was going to happen with the T1 line, mm-hmm. you plugged this $5,000 in so that we could do without the T1 line.
Yes. That's
okay,
what
so if we put the $5,000 in, we don't need the T1 line anymore, which we're paying Windstream roughly $600 a month for that T1 line. So if we spend the $5,000, we don't need the T1 line anymore at $7,200 a year.
But that was before the vendor got back to one vendor told me yes.
Okay.
The other vendor told me no. So I would, and now since the other vendor is no longer in the picture and has dropped out, that would be Black Box. The other vendor doesn't think this will work. So at the time when I put this in December, I was told it would work, and now I'm being told it won't, that we'll have to go with a T1.
We'll have to go with a T1.
Yeah.
So we're going to be spending $600 a month, but now in order to have the boxes, we also have to spend an additional $4,000 to buy the boxes.
We can either buy them or rent them.
And $400 a month is $4,800 a year.
Yes. So it's, you know. And that's why I hate getting... You have vendors that are only good in a certain amount of technology, and then they're pointing fingers at each other, and so then it's left to you to figure out, well, which one is telling the truth.
You're telling me that we can't have an analog line on our elevator and just call the phone company and say, put in a line for us for help.
We can do that.
Okay.
It's about $50 a month.
Okay.
Not including the long-distance charges. And then we have to have a place on our board where it comes into the building. We have to have room for it there, too.
We don't.
Or we could pull another T1 into the Justice Center. Have one here and one there, so we wouldn't have to worry about transporting them across.
On the microwave. Yeah, so what would it cost us to pull another T1?
About $600 a month for another T1. And then we'd have to port the analog lines that they need from this one.
Well, so I actually like having the microwave because it gives us more redundancy.
I think so, yes.
Now,
I agree.
I get it. Okay, so you're telling me we need to take the rad box converter from $1,100 to $5,000, is that right?
What's the cost to purchase them?
About $4,000. At least that's what we paid for the ones at the sheriff's office.
$4,000 each? Or $4,000 per two?
For both.
What is their expected life? I mean, will we get 3 years out of them?
Are they going to get struck by lightning?
Well, no, but I'm also from functional obsolescence.
The old ones have been in there since we put in the sheriff's office, so it's been there 13, 14 years.
We used to do this out in McFarland Park. And so we've done this before, and we seem to have good results.
Yeah, it's, you know, and they could have been that they were more sensitive because they were so old to a lightning strike.
So you're telling me if we plug in $4,000, we can take out the $5,000 and the $1,100?
Yes.
Because then we don't have to pay rent. Is that it? Am I seeing that right?
And then we use the microwave
as our back.
As our back.
Right.
Makes more sense to purchase it.
Okay. All right, so we're getting rid of the install analog lines for the elevator at $5,000. We're getting rid of rent for the microwave, and we're
plug in its place.
Plug it in $4,000 to buy the boxes.
I would want to put in maybe a little cushion there because they're probably not $4,000 anymore. They're probably a little higher, so maybe $4,500.
Okay, plug it in at $4,500. Anything else on contract labor?
Want to talk about the rewrite at all?
Oh, sure.
We do have two old programs that are on the AS400. And we had originally planned to replace the AS400 this year, but we're told by our vendor, since it's 8 years old, it's not end of life yet, you know, don't budget for it. So then, about a month ago, we got the notice from IBM that it is now going to be end of life in 2018, in March. So what the AS400 is doing...
2 months from now.
I mean 2019, sorry. So it'd be in this budget year. So what they're trying to do is go to the cloud, but in the meantime, we've got these two old programs that have been on there since Sandra wrote them, which has been 15 years ago. We think they need to be rewritten in the newer code so they'll translate to the new hardware.
What do these programs do?
It's RHR, our complete history now. But we can use some of the payroll stuff, but it doesn't give us everything that we use. And we have a whole bunch of terminated. It goes by our HR goes back years to 2001, 99. So there's some data on there.
So and there's not something in a box we can buy that we can convert our data to.
I think we could buy a different software. Yeah, but I think it'll be at a higher.
It still needs to be rewritten.
And I'll have to convert it. This isn't. I'll be honest. The HR software that we have is not probably the HRIS system that I'd like to have.
Sure.
But those are not. I'd push that down the road just because it's.
All right. So and you can find contract labor who will do that, who will do that rewrite for us.
Solutions will do that for us.
And so our HR, it says also Board of Supervisors, CA, and you're saying that it's all one program.
There's three separate programs. They're all small programs, basically just data. I mean, it's not being the VA stuff. Brett puts a lot of stuff in there, but the Board of Supervisors stuff, the stuff you guys have, is just mostly employee information, isn't it?
So there was a day in Story County where the philosophy was Story County was going to write all its own programs in-house, and we staffed IT to the level that we could do that. And what we found, and this is before me, they made that change, but what Story County found was it was going to be cheaper and better in many cases to be able to get what I call a box. We're still unwinding what we're dealing with some over in the Justice Center. You know, we've got our own in-house programs that nobody else can really do much with.
And the payroll software, they've made some changes that have helped, but it's still not everything. And I think they're looking at different things. I don't know.
Well, but in the meantime, until we get there,
we've
got to have, I mean, for $10,000, we've got to continue to maintain our...
Yeah, and plus, in the future, if you want to take that data and put it in a new system, we do need it
in a newer format.
That
we're probably in a format where we can't ever get there.
Yeah,
now.
It doesn't
matter. I don't want to lose everything.
No.
Just to confirm, on the AS400, that cost won't come to us until 2020, or will there be a cost?
They've asked us to hold off budgeting for that because they're evaluating the cloud solution. And as you know, I'm not a fan of the cloud. The cloud recently got hacked, so.
But it's where it's going.
It is.
It's where it's going. I mean, whether we're paying them or whatever, that's where it's going to end up.
So that'll, once it goes to the cloud.
They charge us every month.
We got that off. Yep. But once it goes to the cloud. Yes, they did, and when we retired, we just retired that old box about 3 years ago, so they no longer have anything on there.
So, I'm interested in using
it. I still use my green screen. I missed my green screen on the panel side of it, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons that we got hired, she didn't look at us like we were from another planet.
It's circled by
the hand.
It's so much more efficient to go through it.
It is. And clicking and all
the pages
things.
Load automatically.
All right, we're to data processing equipment.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not going to spend a lot of time talking. AAS 400.
Wait.
Yep.
So I was just. I want to make sure that that 50,000, and you and I talked about it when we went through this budget, but I want to make sure that 50,000 we have in there this year isn't sufficient. You spent 42.6, and you're helping most of the budget.
Contract labor.
Contract labor. Right? And then the separate thing.
So you're talking about contract labor, right?
This year.
Yeah. Oh, this year?
This year. You spent 42.6 of 50,000 that we budgeted.
Yes, we pay for Civic Plus right up front. What we haven't paid is, since the core switch project, the labor has not been charged to us yet. That's $10,000.
So we're going to go to 52.
We'll probably
right
need to add 10 to that.
So add 10 to the 42,000.
To what we've already spent.
To what you've already spent.
Yeah,
53,000.
Okay.
And then how long is it going to take Solutions to rewrite the AS 400?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. So we're to equipment now. What's a sanitizer?
That's what when we retire, before we donate old desktops, we sanitize the disk itself, the hard drive, and it's a judicial sanitizer, so it wipes it 32 times. We've had that for 12 years, and it's. It's grinding and it's slowing down, so we need to replace that. I bet we paid $6,000 for that. It's really come down in cost.
And who do we donate our computers to?
We have a list. It's getting harder and harder to donate computers. They prefer laptops.
Okay. Isn't that amazing? It's hard to donate a computer.
Isn't that something? Yeah. The schools don't want them.
All right, we talked about the laptop for IRVM. With IRVM, anybody have questions about that? 45 desktop PCs to keep us on our five-year rotation schedule. So several of us in this room remember when we used to really bicker back and forth about how many desktops. We didn't get on a schedule until, what, three or four years ago.
Right.
Because we didn't have the money in the budget. I mean, we were that tight that we were battling on this. I think we're making them, so I think our PCs can probably hold up more than that. I think we're making a mistake if we let ourselves get off this rotation schedule. So this is one fifth of our desktops every year.
Well, 5 years is, a lot of people recommend 3 years. So we're, and I agree with you, my computer is 7 years old. We've replaced the hard drive to a faster one, but it's working just fine. One of the reasons, and if you look at last year, we only did 25 last year. One of the reasons it's jumped this year is Microsoft is going to retire Windows 7.
So
we have to get rid of all of our Windows 7. So that's why it's going to be a little higher this year. And we'll be all Windows 10 after that, which will be, from a support standpoint, easier. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Monitors. Are we going through about 18 a year?
Yes.
Okay.
How many are getting the large? I'm just curious. I had a lot of people come in. I like two.
You can split a bigger screen, but I'm with you. I like two of them.
Who was the only guy I knew of that turned down a big one?
Yeah.
He is small. Marty has a small one, so he turned down a bigger one. Just for the place, just for the point of reference here, I turned down the new. I was on the replacement schedule and I turned it down.
Yes, you did.
Are you Windows 7 or Windows 10?
I expect 7.
You're not going to have a choice if you're
yeah.
That's fine, but I was comfortable with both the monitor and computer.
I actually miss my old computer. I knew where everything. Oh, yeah, I miss it. Absolutely. But I'm a believer that when it was time. So here we go. The five laptops, one of those, Laura's asked earlier, is this one right here of those five?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, no, I think that one's this year, actually.
Oh, still yet this year.
Yes.
All right, well, if it's in this year's budget, let's go ahead and do it, because this thing is barely limited.
We'll do.
Is it, I just have a question, Mark. When we get the documents, like, we've got the new laptops, Deb and I do. Will it be the documentation that we get for the uniform? Now, are you trying to keep all the laptops and everything all?
We try.
Okay. I'm just curious, because I know I can't dock mine here.
They change their models so frequently, and so they're always making you buy something new so that you can just buy the same one.
Well, I use this
year.
One. I just thought sometimes it's easy to bring in our own.
Who are we buying a tablet for, and why is it $1,200?
County attorneys have tablets. Leanne has a tablet. I believe the county attorneys are going on 5 years old now. We have one in IT that we carry around when they move, like when Kyle goes up in the server room and needs to look at some configuration.
They're all Apples. Are they a Surface Pro?
Sorry, no. They're all Surface Pro.
All Surface Pro.
Windows Surface Pro. We tried using a Dell tablet. The county attorney had it, and they stopped using it.
That's what a Surface Pro costs.
About $1,200, yes. It hasn't come down like everything else has.
Okay. You got the AS400 replacement in?
Yes.
So?
We had it last year. We're going to move it to this next year.
Okay.
Or, I mean, we had it for this year. We're moving it to next year based on our vendor's suggestion.
Okay. You got a replacement. So now the Board of Supervisors, replacement projector and screen.
Yes, Laura's had a request that we do something different in here. We added some numbers there, and these were guesses based on what we did last time. What we did last time, I think it was 4 years ago, we upgraded the board there, and we added speakers, microphones. But if you'll recall, the bulb broke on this, and we guesstimate this is like 10 years old. Yep. The last time the bulb broke, it was $900 to replace, and we really had to scramble, and we finally found one in China. I don't think we can get a bulb again, so we really need to make some kind of change. Now, we can do it the cheapy way, which I have listed in the budget, or Marco pulled up something for us that would give you, you know, the things that you want, Loris, like the webcasting and the audio enhancements. So, and I was surprised at the difference. So it would have a better screen.
Yeah.
It would have better equipment there. It would have, we'd keep the same speakers, but it would have the ability to combine the two sounds, to mix them so that you don't, like when you lean back in your chair, it doesn't sound different than when you sit up to the mic. Yeah. So you'd lose that.
Everybody says that, just that when you watch, you set up.
Well, and you weren't here when we made the choice. The other choice was is to have a microphone that clipped on your lapel, and we decided not to have that.
Sorry, drop downs?
No. We talked drop downs, but we had problems with the lighting.
So Marco says, they came up and looked at the room, they say that their microphones will not be bothered by the lighting. So this quote that they gave us day before yesterday would include microphones for the audience so that you'd pick up comments. And what's unique about their microphone is it has like an umbrella on top of it, which shields from the light noise and from the HVAC. But their quote was
$42,000. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
So, like I said, we can limp along and make a few improvements, or we can completely redo the whole system.
Part of what I thought about is asking, what are we talking about here? Okay. Was also, I think, almost a year ago, talking about the capabilities for people to be able to watch a screen where they could see us and someone speaking in the corner and have a PowerPoint presentation, and then, which I know is kind of a software type thing, but you need some equipment to go with it. Or the interactiveness, if we ever were to be able to have with that webcast capabilities, okay, you know, and the audio enhancements, because we're getting these complaints. Alright, so that's why I just asked for everything to be present.
Yeah, but the other thing that we have to consider there is the manpower to operate. Ames does their full walkthroughs. Not only do they have to buy the equipment necessary to do it, they have to have people there who run, who's putting the ISO I'm picturing that you would kind of have the agenda there next to it, along with the screen of whoever's speaking, and if there's a document that they're talking about, you would pull that up, and it would be there. So talking through who's going to do all that, and this is a conversation, it's, you know, I think it's a completely appropriate conversation. It's a conversation we had, I think it was Barbara, I think it was just prior to you, soon after Paul and I came on the board. You remember that conversation talking about trying to get this room going? Because our goal there was that we would go live with everything.
Okay.
And we just found that it was cost prohibitive, at least based on not knowing how many people were going to watch. Well, now we know how many people take the time to go back and watch. And the reality is, you go back and you look at our YouTube videos, and we're getting somewhere on average. So we had some really fun meetings that got more hits than just fun meetings that got a lot of hits. But on average, we're getting 50 hits. So are we really going to spend $50,000 up front plus ongoing for this possibility of a percentage of those 50 who have interest actually being able to watch live?
And I understand that. And I thank you, Barb, for going. And thank you to Marco, although you heard my reaction, which was kind of shocking, you know, on that for better sound capabilities. And certainly the projector screen situation is something that needs to be addressed.
Do we need a new screen? I mean, is our screen bad? I guess I haven't noticed. So if we get a new screen, what is going to be different about it than that?
It's going to be wider.
Okay.
Okay, what?
It'll come out on each side of that little archway.
But it won't be a smart screen.
No.
No, where we can touch it.
It won't be that. But what this also includes, instead of having a laptop there, there'll be a cage on the wall, kind of like we have down in the IT office, and you just turn the server or the device on there, and then if they have a thumb drive or anything, they insert it there. You have a wireless keyboard, so all you're sitting with at the presentation table is a keyboard.
Okay.
And, you know, you'd have a dongle that would... It would help with some, like a lot of times somebody will bring their laptop in and try to plug it in. Well, we discourage that, but this would make that something they could do if they plugged a dongle in. The dongle would then wirelessly...
So my question is this. So that's part of the $42,000
Yeah.
My question is, already got a new laptop. Just buy the new projector, which I think it's time for a new projector. Just get the new projector. What's that going to cost us along with the new laptop?
Well, this proposal, just by the way, included us buying the laptop. So that's the $5,000 in there.
Yes.
The projector and the screen going cheapy would be about
$5,000. Okay.
Not including the laptop, which is already in the budget.
So, but if we went just with this projector, do we look at $4,000,
$3,500?
How much
of that is the screen?
Yeah.
How much is about $1,000?
Probably two.
So we could get a new projector for $5,000. Would that be a wireless projector? I mean, you know, what capabilities would that have that this one doesn't have? Other than this one on slice.
It wouldn't have a light bulb.
Yeah.
You'd have to replace. Yes, it would be. You'd have a remote down below, similar to what you have now. The colors would be clearer, fresher, sharper. It would be HD, high definition. So it would just be better. It wouldn't. This one, you probably don't notice it from down here. I'm sure it throws off a lot of heat.
Sure does.
More energy efficient.
All that would really a benefit for somebody that comes in.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, we're talking about
it. I mean, we have the ability we bring to the table with the information.
All trained.
I'm just keeping it in the domain I operate in.
Yeah,
your ability. It doesn't take it to a web presence. It doesn't take it to anything that somebody would see on a YouTube video. I mean, it's just like, if you're not at the meeting, this technology we're purchasing has no benefit to you.
Correct.
Okay.
And what I don't know, what I can't predict with the new projector, if it will work well with our equipment there, because there is no, some of them only come with a certain plug, and I don't know if that one would
have. Why do we have to be plugged in right now? So if it's communicating with the laptop or a laptop.
You're not employing with the laptop like I
saying there won't need to be a plug-in. It's going to be wireless. So your laptop's going to be communicating with the...
I'd have to evaluate that. I'm not sure it would be compatible.
So there could be, which is, there could be an additional cost if we have to...
There could be, and I know that is expanded to the maximum right now. And that's, you know, just older than that. So when is that going to die next year?
We put in all new sound stuff.
We upgraded it to the best of
its ability. So we took what we had and upgraded.
Yes, that's what I mean. Should we do what we did 4 years ago and just kind of patch it to get by, or do we replace it? I'm not one way or the other. Whatever you decide, you know what the budget's going to look like for next year better than I.
No, and then comes to audio and the comments about audio, and you said you had rejected the lavaliers, correct? The little.
No, the board decided they didn't want to do that.
What I think I'm hearing you say is what we've got over there, you guys it's at maximum capacity.
Yes.
Okay? It's at maximum capacity. So, being able, if we go ahead and upgrade, and it costs us a little extra, we're then, like we said, our trainings or something, to be able then to accommodate wireless standing somewhere else other than that laptop right over here. And there might be a possibility that if we're upgrading, if we're looking at an upgrade, we should evaluate if also there'd be a possibility for enhancement or options at the board sound. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
This includes also, just FYI, speakers back in the offices back there. So if you wanted to listen in on a meeting that was going on here, you could. So,
I'd like that. I'd like to be able to hear. So you're out here with a Board of Health meeting. I'd like to be able to listen in but still keep working. That has merit to me. I guess when I saw this and I waited to have a conversation out here, but I'm thinking, like, okay, if you do a website refresh, you come out with a better, more user-friendly platform, but we're still showing the same video, same audio. Okay, did we do what we said we were going to do?
So,
yeah,
our
right. Okay. I think you guys have absolutely convinced me. I had the same reaction as Forrest when I heard the 42. But so here's what I would ask. I would ask that you dig into that proposal and make sure, Barb, that it's doing what we want it to do. I'm not all that vested in us being able to go live. Right? That's a component of that.
It would be a future discussion, but the thing is, I think if we operate off the platform, when I hear a complaint about the somebody watches, they can't always hear the person that is, you know, speaking over there, and sometimes, and I'm probably the worst one of it, I will lean back and be part of the conversation.
So that proposal includes video?
Yes. It also can integrate with our phone system.
All right, so I want to know, so I need an analysis done on how that's going to be operated, because here's what's not reasonable. It's not reasonable to ask Shelly to sit there and run this thing while we're doing it. It's not reasonable to have one of us running it. So now are you talking about Leanne running it? Or are you talking about Chrissy running it? Or are you talking about hiring somebody new to run it? I need to understand
it.
I'm just giving you my perceptions and my what has been related to me.
Yep.
I'm using it as what is seen. As you said, when you jumped off here, you said, okay, 50 people watch on average the normal meetings. Okay, that's fine, but the complaints that you hear or the suggestions or the questions always to me, it's necessarily about the video, it's the audio. And I'm sitting here not hearing a whole lot about the audio, but then again, I don't have such a vested.
And the other thing is, and you don't know, this is an unknown here, but we talk about 50 people, 25 to 50 watching the normal, the usual or
the normal.
Okay. And if there's an upgrade, that offers, and I'm talking about an upgrade that really offers people the opportunity then to be able to see the exhibits and see, you know, and really get a feel for what's happening in the field. How much would that maybe go up? Now, that's a real call for us. I understand that. But that's a little bit based on the enhancements on that. But I appreciate you guys being willing to ask Barb to go further, because that's all we did is I asked, what if, you know?
So for me, and I think I'm directing this to both Barb and Lawrence, for me, please tell me how, please figure out how this is going to work, what it's going to look
sure.
like, what kind of manpower is going to take to run, what capabilities are we going to have. You guys have won me over on the idea of possibly spending 42 to get this done.
I'm just a number.
All right, so we're going to need to talk about that as soon as you can get that done. But for budgetary purposes, let's go ahead and plug the, you said 42. How much is it?
$41,041, so 42.
42,000. We're taking 8,000 out of what's proposed, and we're plugging in 42. Okay?
Pending further research.
Yes. Well,
so
and
we don't have
my
to spend it just because we're plugging it in. We're just giving ourselves the ability to do this after July 1st. That gives you guys some time to dig into it, and then we're probably going to need a Tuesday morning. And so, and I would just ask, please, 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 let's find a time that we think we're going to have a relatively short meeting. Let's don't keep having these 1:30 p.m. meetings. But let's find a time between now and July to just talk through what it's going to be and see where. Are you okay with that, Marty?
No, I think that's what I'd like to see is just like I think by pursuing it in that manner, the concerns that I have will be addressed.
Okay. I fully expect it. I just wanted to bring it to you to get you to understand that there is another
guy.
Yeah,
same reaction that Laura's had on.
But, yeah, I'd like to come on a Tuesday morning and bring the vendor in and just tell you this is what we have, this is what we'll gain.
Well, I look at it more of in a total package in the sense that a lot of meetings happen up here, not just the Board of Supervisors. Meetings
are conducted. Right.
Lucy, is, you know, especially in election year, she's going to come in here and do training.
Yeah.
You want anybody...
I only really care once every 4 years.
I have one more question for Barb.
Okay.
This is actually back to the software and, you know, it's like $200 for data.
Sure.
But the other thing that kind of I have thought about is that if I paid for my own subscription for Adobe to go on my desktop, anytime that, quite frankly, I read all of my packets, all of the weekly packets, I bring them into my laptop because I've got Creative Suite. So I've got Acrobat Pro, which means I can go in and make my comments right on the docs. Acrobat Pro will actually take a PDF and allow you to go in and edit it, break it down into those parts, etc. Okay. So I think seriously about just asking if I can pay the $900 a year or whatever, just Acrobat, whatever they would charge. That's all I really want is the Acrobat Pro to put on my desktop. Is that something that we do? Have we ever done before?
So let me start with this. So I believe, so you were going to get resistance from me to put anything on your personal laptop. I'm telling you where you were going to get resistance from me. I will completely support for us putting any tool, any reasonable tool necessary for you to do exactly what you've been doing here the last few weeks, and that is being present, being part of the conversation. And so if we need to put something on your computer, if we need to go buy Adobe, whatever, that makes it easier for you to do the job you want to do from here, man, I'm all in. I don't think you got to buy that personally. I think that's a tool that you need and you're going to use it. Let's put it in. Okay.
As a matter of fact, the sheriff office just asked for 3 licenses because now ICE is requiring everything to be in a PDF. So they've just this week asked for 3 licenses. Now, they've wanted the standard, which is $300, $295, but the professional is then $400, $399. So, yeah, if that's something that you'd like, or here's another option, would you prefer a laptop instead of a desktop? Granted, that would give you 2 laptops.
I'm already carted around every time.
That would just be another, to make you more portable.
Right, or that I switch over completely to the laptop.
Yeah.
We're winning you over the Mac.
Little by little.
Okay, well, just to know that that's an option, I'll let you know.
Okay.
About that.
I'd say is we don't need to plug anything in the budget.
Okay,
we can find money in the budget.
Sure.
Of course, if you feel like you need a computer program on your computer here at work to help you do your job, let's just find the dollars.
Sure. That'll work.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I'll think
okay.
about it.
Thanks, Lucy.
It'd be nice to have stuff all the way.
Okay. And we are done with.